Hello, welcome to episode 6 of the Game More Play Itself. I am Will McKellar, and joining me, as always, we know him by now, it's James Atkinson.
Hi, people. I'm down in the lower right-hand corner today, because I feel like being different.
You like being special.
I am special. I'm in 1080p, you guys aren't.
Oh, wow, you know. I'm in bigger screen
Wait,
now.
Wait, what are you attending that I'm not?
You're not 1080p because I don't think Skype sends you over in 1080p.
Oh, that's weird.
But if you are...
joining us.
I mean, I can. I have the equipment for it. It's what it is.
It is what it is. You're doing the thing.
It's doing the thing and it's not doing the thing with the thing that doesn't do it.
Exactly.
We're just doing stuff randomly. And the other person you can see with us is a regular now. As part of the Game One Player Self, it's Chris Hugelman.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on the Game One Play Itself. I am the Hugelman, and these, let me get my directions right, these, these people,
voguing,
those folks, the other folk here, are so gracious to invite me here, and I love it, and I love being here, and it's always fun. It's always a laugh.
And the best part was, this wasn't like a, oh shit, let's get this together in 5 minutes type deal. We actually planned this.
Except me being here. That wasn't planned. That just happened.
It planned. Planned, well planned enough. It's more planned than we're normally used to.
Literally stepped in from work, sat down, got a call. And I was like, well, I guess I'm recording today.
It's a good kind of surprise. The good kind.
We like the off-the-cuff surprise. You know, it's
cuffs on these hands. Everything is off the cuff.
And everything will be after dark.
Everything will be after dark. Speaking of what, that needs to happen. We need to do that.
Can we do that on Twitch?
I mean, probably.
You should be able to get away with it. Just.
Just a little bit.
I mean, it's Twitch, so I don't see why not.
So long as it's the talking creative show, you know, it should be fine.
Well, you have to keep it like 50% like videos, right? Like about video games, like 50%. Like that's like what they need, the standard.
But that's pretty much all we talk about anyway, so it's not like...
How does that work with the actual eating channel, though? Because what, you're eating video games?
Well...
Hey, look at this NES cartridge I prepared earlier. It's all nicely brought to the boil. You shouldn't have to run.
Oh, you guys missed my 2 BLTs.
Oh, damn it. That could have been food porn for us. We could have got hits.
Oh, you'd want to see this eating thing.
Look how the juice is dribbling my beard.
The grease I actually used to style my mustache today, so...
Shall we get started with the news?
Yeah.
Oh, because we're sponsored by... The news is sponsored by Cheez-It.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a thing?
No.
No.
Unless they want to give me Cheez-Its, I'm totally fine with it.
By the way, we're not sponsored! By Jesus.
Yeah, give us money.
Jesus.
Right. So, let's get started with the news then, shall we?
Sure, news, that's a thing.
It's kind of like two to three news stories, but there's one sort of crosses over. This week, it has been announced that the cross-platform for PS4 and Xbox for Rocket League play is ready, and it's just waiting for Sony to go, okay then, let's do this. That's according to the Psyonix Vice President Jeremy Dunham, who has told IGN that all necessary back-end infrastructure is in place. Also, the CD Projekt Red adds to the call for Sony to greenlight cross-platform play. Which, we know that Sony has said, well, you know, that they're open to it. Now, it's just them, they basically just need them to go, okay, then let's do it. let's do this shit. And I'm fully agreeing for it. Because if they do that, then we can actually get proper games, you know, friend searching for this. We can actually have proper games of Rocket League. Because while I love Rocket League, do I really want to get a third copy of it for the Xbox? Because I already have it on, you know, PC and PS4.
I mean, you are supporting a great game developer and a great thing. So, I mean, A, you're giving them more money to develop more stuff for Rocket League. That's in the pro column. In the negative column, you got to buy another copy of Rocket League.
Yeah, to be able to play with people or through it properly, you know, to be able to search them out rather than have it on PC to PS4 and Xbox. But you can't search. You can't join up as a team. You just have to randomly appear and go, oh, okay. You know, so that's a big, big con in there rather than a pro. But, you know, it's Rocket League, and hopefully Sony will actually, you know, do something really, really good with that and actually say, yeah, okay, let's do this. Because that can be so good with it, you know, just really, really, really big potential there. And you can have console wars properly then. Tournaments like Xbox versus PlayStation. Who has the better players, you know? And hello, Punisher.
Hi.
Because I'm looking, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I play it on a Tuesday now with three Battle Cattle people, and it's brilliant. Yeah, I suck at it compared to the PS4 version, but you know, it's a good thing. It's more social. It's a lot more fun.
Yeah, I imagine it's more the infrastructure that they're having the issue. Is the infrastructure there is just like, okay, cool, I can play with my friends. How do we get, like, the voice chat to work and the VPN and everything else to go, like, together? Because it's like, then you gotta have, like, Xbox Live talk to PSN Network. And that's such a fragile infrastructure as it is. I mean, PSN, a dark cloud goes over the Sony servers and, like, everything goes down for, like, 3 days.
Yes, it's the equivalent of going, oh, it's a bit of drizzle on the track. We can't have any trains running, you know?
We gotta close the M1. There's water on it. Fuck it.
It's true.
And then we need five guys in safety jackets standing around while one guy puts dirt into a pothole.
Yeah, with cones about 3 miles down the road. It's like, what the hell? But what does chat think about it? What does chat think about cross-platform play? Do they think it's a good idea?
While we're waiting to that to stream in, we've got a 20 second buffer, by the way.
What? 20 minute buffer. We're doing it again.
I'm used to it being like an 8 second buffer, not 20.
So. Yeah, I don't know why it's 20. I couldn't tell you. It's not skipping frames, so we're doing better.
That's fine. So long as it's not dropping frames.
Yeah, then, it's not. I'm happy. Yeah, it's not a thing. Yeah, you're right. Hit or miss. That's perfectly right. Like, I could see there's certain games that will thrive on it. The Call of Duties, the everything.
Diablo 3. Diablo.
Yeah, the Diablos and stuff. But then there's certain games that just, it wouldn't do much for me.
Yeah, it's got to be party games. It's got big multiplayer games, that sort of thing. And
it's almost like Mario Party would be a great multi-platform game to have on all consoles.
There's a hint for you, Nintendo, considering how you're doing with the game that you didn't make of Pokemon Go.
It's not a game, it's an AR experience.
So I think that cross-platform play is actually going to be an enormous step forward. The fact that we're finally kind of getting to the point where, oh look, all of our buttons are identical, and most of our games are set up so that PCs can use the controller too. It's all kind of getting to the same boiling point. The big problem they're going to be having with going from console to PC is that it's a lot easier to hack a PC than it is a console.
Yeah, got to watch out for those game bots.
It's physically easy.
Well, you also have balancing issues, too. I mean, you look at, like, Overwatch, where, like, the PC game is balanced drastically differently than the console version of it. I mean, you've got the Torbjorn? Torbjorn is, like, a monster because of the aim assist on consoles, and then on PC, he's maybe a subpar character compared to like a Widowmaker, where precision, because you've got mouse and keyboard, you can be a terror. And that's the other thing you got to worry about too, is like you have the aim assist issue. Like, because with first
person... Well, for shooters, you're going to have that issue a lot. And for the most part, like, hit scan games, like Call of Duty, most of it's on Twitch reflexes anyways. Most of it's going to be really high octane to begin with. So you're probably not going to be missing out too much on that. But, like, enough that you'll have a noticeable difference between when there's a team of PC players versus a team of console players. The main thing is any other type of game, any other genre of game, any level of non-shooter, you're going to be finding pretty much the same tier of gameplay either way.
Yeah, so you're talking like the Diablos, like the Smites, yeah. Smite of the world.
Smites, Diablos, other racing games. Racing games is a big one. Sports games is a big one. Basically, not shooters. Shooters are really the only place where the mouse and keyboard really boils down to being a strong... I mean, shooters and real-time strategy. I'll say that. Shooters and real-time strategy.
It's
turn-based strategy, at least, you know, you have plenty of time. You can take however long to get to the menus that you need, but, like...
I see this probably being the biggest thing for, like, indie games. Like, you get, like, the Talismans of the World, like, those games. Those would be huge.
You get your Spelunkies, you get your Tower of Falls, you get your... Basically, your fun little party games. And
co-op's Binding of... co-op of Binding of Isaac.
Be able to join. Oh. Well, I don't know if you can join that through network to begin with. I think it has to be co-op. And the way they do it is that you literally take a heart and you are a separate piece from the game.
So Gang Beasts would be perfect for
Gang Beasts would be fantastic for that. Yes, Gang Beasts would be a lot of fun. But, like, again, not shooters and not real-time strategy.
So not the two things that are big on esports.
Yeah, and not Tomb Raider either, which is quite ironic, really, because that's coming out finally on the PS4 on October the 11th, which they revealed. And they revealed the cover, which looks suspiciously like Uncharted 4, or Uncharted Collection even, which made people go, hang on a second.
It's the same premise, though. Just different people.
Snarky British girl, snarky American guy, hunting for treasure.
Yeah.
It's almost like Russell Crowe, making movies, making films, and fighting around the world.
Oi, I couldn't find cancer, so I found someone with cancer instead. Come here, cancer.
Not Tugger. No, not you, Tugger. We gotta save you, Tugger.
So yeah, I mean, the other bit of news I found Tomb Raider related was there's a new Tomb Raider film based on the 2013 reboot, which
I can see that going nicely.
Tomb
Raider film wasn't absolutely abysmal. It was kind of a fun bad. But, yeah,
I like.
I mean, based on the way they've been doing, not like if they do it as they approach comic books,
yeah,
they'll do a good job.
The question is, who's Lara Croft? Do they know yet?
Oh, who was it? There was, hang on, let's see if it's in the actual story.
And is it directed by... is it directed by
Alicia Vikander?
Gotta take a look at that.
You gotta take a look, yeah.
That's according to...
Yeah.
Film's lead Alicia Vikander, who told HitFix that the film was aiming to convey more the emotional side of the story, like in the rebooted games.
I could see if she's doing if it's the young Laura. So,
yeah. And it's apparently coming out in 2018.
And the question is it directed by Christopher Nolan and or Zack Snyder?
At least it's not going to be directed by Weeball. Because we know what his pedigree is not great.
Yeah. As long as it's not directed by Michael Bay. Because then it'll go in a all different area.
Wait, what?
Roar Uthal appears to be the director. I'm going to toss that name in here. Hello! Hello, Chevy Bahoy.
Have we got a troll? Is that is us our first troll?
How you doing?
Brilliant.
This is wonderful.
I'm not sure what you said in the first sentence.
I think it was, yeah, fucking shite, mate. I think that's what he tried to say.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate the criticism, and I encourage you to be a little more constructive on the next time around, as that will help us understand what we're doing bad, which is a lot, and we know this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably a troll. Let him just sit there, you know, just spouting off just random swearing.
Doing his thing.
Yeah,
you do your thing.
Yeah, you can just sit there, just, yeah. Can't hear his breath. Cool. Cheers, Abs.
As long as we're helping you with those TPS reports.
Yep, exactly. But that's the news, so we shall get on to what we've been playing. Chris, do you want to go first, mate?
Actually, I don't know. Did you guys cover Evolve?
And no. Their news?
So, Evolve went free-to-play. So, there is now, on PC, Evolve went free-to-play. It is now called Evolve Stage 2. Everything is free in the game, and you can access anything by, just by playing it. The UI is still kind of but it's kind of fun. They buffed the monsters a lot. They nerfed and changed some of the survivors. Not the survivors, but the hunters. So it's definitely tweaked. And there are major patches coming up to Dead by Daylight as well, which we'll get into when I'm talking about games to play. But Dead by Daylight is coming out with a new map and more neat things, including skins for survivors, which is kind of big because they don't really have a whole lot in the game right now. They have right. good gameplay and a few good maps, but it's in the process.
No. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of people's play Evolved, and I've been thinking about it myself, going, what can I do? Would this be fun to play? I mean, it is free to play for me to pick up. But at the same time, it's like, do I want to devote my time to this?
Well, it has a random rotation of free things, so like, a match usually lasts anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. So you're usually not burning a whole lot of time on it, which is nice.
Alright, so it's like an Overwatch kind of match then. Well, Overwatch usually lasts about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, Overwatch is a little faster. Depending on, you know, the person you're dealing with as far as the monster goes. It's a thing. What else did I had something else for news, but I don't remember what it was. That was it for now. So if I think of it, I'll bring it up again later.
Cool. James, do you want to go next on what you're playing?
No, Chris can talk about what he's been playing. You
okay, so what I've been playing.
Sorry, I'm kind of distracted by dick, but there you go.
we're here trying to
check on the hang on in the context, that sounds very wrong.
we're trying to figure out how to be mods. This is new to us, and So I've been playing a lot of Dead by Daylight, a lot of Evolve, a lot of what is it called? Rebel Galaxy. And James and I were talking about Rebel Galaxy before, and that game is phenomenal. I would suggest buying it. If you guys like Firefly, if you like Killjoys, if you like Farscape, or really any kind of space western or something similar.
Serenity, yeah.
I did that Firefly, so like, yeah. The first one.
People may know the movie a little bit more, yeah, definitely. Now, if you want to be Malcolm Reynolds, buy this game.
But I've been doing a lot of watching of the Killjoys as well. Killjoys is a fantastic show, so if you guys haven't seen that, you should check it out. So, in it you play as basically this dude who has no idea what's going on. You're trying to find your aunt, and you inherit a crap ship, and you have to kind of make your way in the galaxy. It's awesome. You actually fly like from place to place, and you can go on mining trips, and you can go hunting for bounties, you can do missions. You can do trade. It's surprisingly deep without being overly convoluted. you can kind of do a little bit of everything and solidly understand everything without needing to, like, invest enormous amounts of time in a system, which is rare in space-related games. Usually they're very cerebral. But this one is a nice kind of relaxing feel to it. Dead by Daylight's a lot of fun. I play that with a couple groups, and I was actually on another channel. Let me get this name right, so I'm not like. I think it's Black Girl Gamers. Yeah, Black Girl Gamers. I joined them. They needed an extra person. They couldn't find anyone else, so I did a thing. Another fantastic group. Really fun people. Swing by their channel as well when they're on. It's great. But I joined them for some Dead by Daylight, and I've played Dead by Daylight with a bunch of other friends anyways, and it's weird. The game isn't about winning, it's about getting more points. And not. It doesn't matter whether or not you win or lose or survive or not. Or if you kill everyone. That doesn't matter. It matters about how many points you've earned. So the points you earn are direct EXP. You then spend it to rank up the characters and get perks and stuff. The points you earn in a single match go towards your rank as a player, and it goes from 20 to 1.
Okay.
You get a certain number of points, you get 1 out of 3 pips. If you don't get a pip, you lose one. All you have to do is earn points. And you earn points by tackling objectives, being gutsy by like following the monster. So Dead by Daylight is an asymmetrical game where there are 4 survivors, each of them in a third-person view, and that's a stealth game. Then there's also one killer, and he's in a first-person view, and that is a seek and destroy game.
Right.
Yeah.
And what are some of the perks that you can get? Now, is it perks for like the killer, or perks for the survivors, or both?
Both. So you can get all sorts of perks depending on what you're doing. Like one where, let's say you just got attacked by the killer. When you take damage, you get a burst of speed so you can get away from him faster.
Oh.
One that lets you take down the giant meat hooks around that he sacrifices you to the spider god for. I don't actually know what it's called. I think it's called like the mysterious something or like the stranger or something.
The mysterious stranger.
I call it the spider god. The mysterious stranger. So when the killer actually... So each player has 2 HP tech. 1, and you're bloodied. 2, and you're down. So you get hit once, you're slow, you'll make a lot of noise, and it's harder for you to hide, and you bleed. 2 hits, and you're on the ground. You need someone else to pick you up. When you're on the ground, the killer can pick you up and carry you over to one of these hooks around the map. And... when he puts you on the hook, you can sit there for a while. Or you can try and struggle. You have a chance at getting yourself off of the hook, and then you can run away at 1 HP. If not, after a certain amount of time passes, about half of your timer bar, these weird, like, spider legs come out from everything and start, like, trying to stab you. And you can resist being stabbed in the chest by one, so that your friends can save you. And... if not, then they stab you and your body gets taken up into the sky surrounded by giant spider legs. You are sacrificed to spider. So, spider Jesus consumes you.
Spider it's like Jesus. A weird limbo thing.
I think this is a metaphor for something.
That they really don't like spiders and junkyards, because that's what most of everything is. I'm pretty sure that's what the metaphor is. That... the creators are terrified of junkyards and spiders.
Stay out of junkyards because, you know, Jesus might be there. And spiders.
Spider Jesus.
Because Spider Jesus may take you into its warm embrace.
if you try and wreck your car.
There's items around, too, so the survivors can, like, equip themselves with a med pack, which makes them heal faster, and a toolkit, which makes them repair generators faster. They have to repair the generators in order to open the major gates in order to escape, which gives you 5,000 points. So that's why you want to do it. Because you can get 5,000 points.
My one question is that how did the survivors get into the creepy junkyard in the first place?
Yeah. That's not answering.
That's the
at all.
Like how? Like what? At one point? At what point during this entire their entire adventure? Go, hey, you know that really creepy junkyard like over there that like has a lot of strange crap going on. Why don't we do over there? That sounds like a good idea.
My other question is, how come they don't just like, you know, work together to climb up the, like, 6 foot, 7 foot wall that's around? It's not a tall.
Now
wall
you're just either. Talking crazy video game logic.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
dude. I am the most badass warrior. I've saved the universe. Ankle high fence. Can't jump over it. Can't do, nope.
Nope, it's
impossible. Can't do anything.
Who do you think I am? Fucking
Spider Jesus.
Spider Jesus.
Ain't Spider Jesus.
Spider-Man?
I'm the Doom Guy. Doom Guy can jump over ankle high. Dog. Doom Guy can jump over like ankle high. Yeah, no. Dude, the prototype jumping all over the place.
Just jumping everywhere.
He's jumping everywhere. Swear. He thinks he's Spider-Man. He's not Spider-Man, he's the prototype.
He's not the Doom Guy?
He's not the Doom Guy. Definitely not the Doom Guy. Not Dave Nova either.
I may have convinced someone at my gym to call me the real Dave Nova.
That's the thing too. It's the real Dave Nova.
Yeah, I was so close. I was so close to getting it. Like definite, but I don't. Now it's like, eh. They may not. Who knows? But so close.
Yo, my name's Dave Nova, but everybody calls me the real. So you're the real Dave Nova? Yeah.
Damn right. Damn right I am. So I'm playing that, and I also picked up Crashlands. Crashlands is a lot of fun.
Heard of this.
Yes. Basically, it is a PC-ported phone game. It's one of the few mobile games that I actually enjoy, but I got it for PC first, and then got mobile after, because I was like, I really like this game, and I want to play more, but I don't want to invest the time while I'm on a computer. Basically, you are a shipping company guy who got stranded from a giant meatball head that blew up your ship because it needed a thing that was on it. Rebuild the ship and do a thing!
So, The Martian.
Less exciting and much more cartoony, goofy fun.
Gotcha.
That is probably a good idea, mostly because I don't have any money. Punisher, so I'm not going to be buying very many games. I've already bought No Man's Sky, which I am waiting. I will be playing so much of that. I'm so excited.
I bought it yesterday. High five. Yeah, high five.
I
I'm down, I'm down below you.
Take care. I want to pre-order it, but I don't want to pre-order it from Sony because it's going to be like 50 quid exactly.
That works.
And it's like, if I can get it cheaper on disc, I'll get it cheaper on disc. It's that simple.
I bought it on Steam.
On disc.
You bought it on Steam?
We won't be able to get it on disc. I don't know if they're doing that.
How do you fit,
it was on the disc.
How do you fit trillions and trillions of worlds on a disc?
It's only about 6 gig, apparently. That's what I said. The game size.
I think it's a client to server.
Right.
So the actual game is a client. It holds your info, and then sends it out, and then it connects to the client or to the server, which then holds everything else. Because, what is it? 8 quintillion. I think it was 8 quintillion planets.
Billions.
18 quintillion.
Billions.
18 quintillion planets.
Billions
was,
of planets.
I think only about like 2 trillion times smaller than the actual universe. Now I'm going to look this up again.
Yeah, because you can get it on disc because it's on Amazon. 46 quid.
It's 42 pounds on the shop. That's what Punisher Elite's saying.
On PSN it was 50. I saw on there.
Maybe Punisher's got another deal for you.
Oh, Shop 2. Oh, Shop2.net, yeah. That would be there, and at times it would come actually here a day or two earlier. But if it's on the server, it's server based.
I thought going gold with that was just. I thought it was just a goal they were trying to get. They're like, let's see if we can do this.
And then they went, oh, we can. Brilliant.
When concepts,
I guess they are.
When concepts become video games.
You know, that may actually be the reason why they pushed back in, I think it was June.
Yeah.
Was so that they can process it down and get it set up so that I can do that. That may be a reasonable reason why. Because now they have a new distribution method as well. They have multiple platforms to be able to do that with. So.
Hey, I got it on Steam. It's sitting there ready to install.
45.6.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I know.
£45.86 on Shop 2. So it's a, what, 14 pence difference? Makes no difference, really.
Chris, I'm already going to call it. The day No Man's Sky comes out, we're streaming together, and we're going to play the best match of Marco Polo ever.
Fuck yeah.
Marco Polo.
By the way, that's only about... For those of you who speak the American dollar and not the British pound, that is $59.01 in U.S. money, 45 pounds.
That's not too bad considering.
Oh, 42. Let me correct that. 42. Which is, I think, like 55, which is like $4 less for us, which doesn't make a difference.
Because I know Mr. Steven, part of Battle Cattle, was on about trying to do a co-op. Or play it online when it comes out on PS4. It's like, yes, okay. We'll try it. Because it's one of the few games I will be buying before EGX.
I know we're all talking about like this, but it's like, really, if they, like, yes, we're going to buy it for whatever price they put it at because it's No Man's Sky.
It's No Man's Sky. It's a revolution in gaming technology to begin with.
So, is that all the games you've been playing, Chris? Or have you been playing some more?
Good question. I haven't been playing more, but I have other announcements later.
Later.
Oh, ooh, okay.
Mm.
Ooh. So, if that's the case, then James,
yep.
Do you want to go next? Or
sure.
Do you want me to do my list?
Well, we'll leave the list until after I'm done, because one of the things I played is I bought No Man's Sky. I'm counting that.
You're counting that the day he's
done. Too, so... We can
come back. That's on the list. Just check No Man's Sky. Like, I looked at my Steam library. I'm like, I didn't buy this yet. I have every other game on Steam, but I don't have this. Bad James. So I bought No Man's Sky. And then I played an indie game called Bastard Bonds.
Right. Okay.
Give me a second here. That's what it's called. It is called... Yep, Bastard Bonds. So it is like a turn-based strategy RPG amalgamation that... that's the best way to describe it. It's like... So you basically start off as a trial. You make your character, mm-hmm. and you have a trial. And you're accused of something. And then you're either guilty or innocent of it. And it's like, okay, so you're accused of... And it could be any number of things, like assault... desertion, bribery, adultery, and then they're like, okay, then are you innocent or guilty? And then they're like, okay, if you're guilty, you plead to being guilty, then you're chaotic. If you're plead innocent, you're good or lawful, and then it kind of develops how your character is, and then they ask you, like, how do you react to a situation? Are you, like, insane? Are you lawful? Are you heroic? Are you peevish? And that kind of builds your character, and it's also it depends on your first follower who comes to break you out of jail. How you set up your character is who your first person is. And then there's four nine stats. There's strength, guile, and magic, with the corresponding attack, defense, and then labor, which is like this is lets you do strength checks. And then the game kind of just sets you out and says it's kind of like a game board, and you kind of like click from place to place, and it's all about advancing the plot, and it's like, okay, we need to get to this harbor and get off this island. How are we going to do this? And you can find characters along the way. Some characters will join you, some characters won't because of your various dispositions, because the choices you made when you made your character, but also, you know, they may change, you know, you can change the way you deal with situations too, which also creates, gives you more talents and stuff. Like, Being lawful gives you more hit points. Being chaotic gives you more damage points. And then as you level up those skills, like once you hit certain milestones, special abilities unlock, much in the way of like Mass Effect. Like once you hit enough points in, you know, shotguns, you got the shotgun ability, and then you got the better shotgun ability.
Yeah.
So it's very cool. It's an indie game on Steam, and I got it for about $15. So not a bad investment. It looks like it could be really in depth with a lot of replayability. Like they give you 30 choices at the beginning, three times.
Bloody hell.
So like you can create like, and it's interesting because it's all text based, but like if you choose an insane character, he'll like talk to himself as like he's going. He's like, so 1 + 1 = me + u = 0. And like I watched somebody's playthrough of it, and he chose an insane necromancer. So a guard comes to like basically kill him, and he uses magic and kills the guard, and then reanimates the guard's corpse. And then that's your first follower is reanimated guard, and it's just a zombie that you can just command to go around.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So you have like this insane necromancer talking to himself, or like talking to his zombie corpse, which isn't talking back, as he's also talking to himself, because he's like, me plus you plus me equals 3, because I talk, because I count as 2, because there's both 2 of me. So,
yeah. Okay.
Also, that's something. So it's very interesting. It's obviously pixel, 8-bit graphics, or a little bit better, like 24-bit graphics, reminding of like Chrono Trigger style graphics.
Yeah.
So if you like that kind of stuff, pick it up. It's worth it. I've also played a little bit of Rebel Galaxy because Chris has been like, play more Rebel Galaxy. And I've been like, yeah, I should do that. And I'll play it for like 5 to 10 minutes. I'm like, man, this game's awesome. And then something else will come up and I'll walk away. And I've been playing WoW. So I don't need to go into that. The pre-patch for Legion came out. And yeah, that's a thing.
I've been thinking about it, actually.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I used to roleplay a lot. And someone I was talking to was just like, this is a cool roleplay server. This is good. And I was like,
what ho, good sir. Come, look at my wares. What are you buying?
What are you selling?
Oh, I'll take it at a high price.
Been hovering, you're like, maybe.
It's free to level 20.
It is free to level 20.
Yeah, but the problem with this is the trial of WoW. It's very, very fucking limited, because I was going to do a trial of it for the Death Knight. Because, hey, guess what? Look, with the new screen and stuff, I have a gaming PC that I was bought as an early birthday present. So I've started to do some more gaming on a PC. Yeah.
Isn't it great? It's fantastic.
I know. 1080p, you've got, you know, webcam, you've got VR if you want it.
Which I can get on the PlayStation, I can get on the Xbox. But yeah, it's cool because of, you know, we're in games media. Yeah. Hey. It's a case of, you know, I've got to look at it even more unbiased. So I can go PC, I can go PS4, I can go Xbox. Yeah, so, you know, I've got bases more covered. So it gives us some more options. And yeah, it looks like there's a capture card already in this thing. So I can actually potentially stream from it as well. It's even better.
You don't need a capture card for PCs.
No? Oh, that's fine then. So yeah, I can record onto it then. You can see how much of a noob I am for gaming PCs, can't we? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, I have a capture
card.
That's
why James is here.
Yeah, no. What? Did something crash? Did something go wrong?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm a noob. But yeah, I saw the record button the other day when I was signing up for Rocket League, and I'm like, hang on, you can do it this way, but oh, okay. So I'm going to have to test that and obviously get Twitch set up for it on the PC. But yeah, I mean, if I can add myself as an extra streamer for Rocket League on a Tuesday with Battle Cattle, then too bloody right, I'll do it. I'll stream it as well, because it's just next bit. Why is my face so red? I don't know. Probably because the light.
Screen saturation. It's your screen saturation. You probably so have. Yes. Yeah, it's probably your webcam and screen saturation. You know, like most of my lighting is kind of coming from. I keep a white background when we do this, so that's the reason why I tend to look this. Chris could tell you about lighting. Chris has good lighting.
There's a reason why my lighting is absolutely.
And it's not my face being burned before anyone says, because, you know, I put some block on before going out the other day. But anyway. So, yeah. Well, wow. Because it felt so limited, because people were wanting me to play WoW on that and get the subscription each month is putting me off, because it's like, how easy is it for me to just go, okay, I don't want to play that anymore. Stop the subscription. Is it as easy as just going?
It's really
account mm-hmm. subscriptions cancel.
Or
it's very
or walk down to your local store and just go buy a 60-day game card, and when the game card runs out, that's it.
Don't buy
another. Just don't buy another. You're done. Because just do it that way. Just if you want to do it, put the 20 quid on like a 60-day game card, and then you'd be like, here's my $20 to the WoW gods.
Yeah. Hello, DJ Dejection 7581. Hello. But yeah, so yeah, it's one of those bits where I don't mind paying it a month, but if I use it a lot, that's the big thing, because I've got to justify spending that extra that I don't really have.
You can use it a lot. With WoW, you can definitely use it a lot.
So let me put this here. World of Warcraft is engineered from the system itself to be addictive.
Right.
Even if you don't really like it, you still have goals in there that you want to reach, regardless of how much you care. Like, I literally stopped playing it strictly because I really didn't want to play it to begin with. I was playing it with my friend and at the time girlfriend, but I was playing it with my friend because it was something she was really passionate about. And I was just like, okay, you know what? I have never played it before. Let me take a look. And I went in for 3 months, and I was on every day, and I was on later and earlier than she was. So it was like, I didn't like it. I, at the end of it, I was like, that was a game that had gameplay. But the reason why I'd be going back to it is because of the roleplay aspect, which is way different than what I was doing before. I'm a writer. I'm a writer at heart. I write things. I make stories. I tell. I invent worlds. So hearing that there's a solid community there for that, that's a huge thing to me. I would be willing to pay a small amount for that.
Yeah.
So if you want to try it, buy the game card. Just sacrifice your 20.
Said if you go, yeah, because it said it could also have a free month as well when you go for that subscription bit. So might try that way and see what that is.
That's how,
because the first one's always free.
The first hit, its game model is based off addictive substances. The first hit is always free.
As Glenn Percival would always say on that. But yeah, so yeah, other bits I have been playing. I've played a bit more Dark Souls 3. I went back to that. I farmed a bit more, you know, try and get about 3 or 4 more levels, because I ain't going to the twins just yet. I want to be able to kick their ass quite easily rather than just struggling, you know, because they still piss me off. They still piss me off this much. This fucking much.
They don't piss me off at all.
Piss me off either.
But speaking of other Blizzard games, I actually was playing some Hearthstone again, under the new rules and the new bits. So basically, it's a case of, you know, you have different sets of cards. Now you have standard cards, which you have to have certain cards in there for your decks. We have Wild, which is just completely anything goes. Any card you want in your deck for each one, so long as it's that class, go for it. And I played a member of Battle Cattle, you know, Sulispar. And he had a card which was, I think it was about 10 at 10 cost mana, but it was like a 12 and 12, and he got it twice, and got it right at the end of the game to just kick the shit out of me, to just go, yeah, you can't win on this. Boom, it's like, fuck. So, but then we sort of came back in the last sort of match, so he beat me on it 3-1. It's like, but the way the cards in that work, it's fun. It felt good again. I'll answer that in a few minutes for Punisher. I tried to also, you know, the new Games of Gold Xbox One game, you know, Tumblestone. No,
well, I don't have an Xbox.
The Games of Gold bit was called Tumblestone, which is like a puzzle game, and in a way, it's set up like you have bits like Geometry Wars. How you get to certain levels, and you have to make your way around the board. But it's a puzzle game where you have to take three blocks of the same color. It's not a match three as such, because you don't spin the blocks to match the three and just go thump. You get rid of them. You have to line yourself up, line the shot up to take three of the blocks the same color before you can move on. Otherwise, end of level. You know? Yeah, it's quite fun. You know, for a little game, a little smallish game. You know? It's something I'll probably play more of. I didn't stream it because, you know, it didn't seem something that would probably be entertaining on the stream, unless people can actually go, well, if you move there, you move there, you move there, you move there. So playing the game for us, because, you know, you become too lazy.
Like I did for a while when I played WoW. I bought it.
Exactly. I was playing Doom multiplayer over the weekend with Tara, Ed, and Rob, and also Giovanni. Oh, that's fun. It's even funnier when we actually have a song stuck in our head going, do. So we have this song playing in the background because Rob's got it on his phone, and we're just pissing ourselves laughing because it's such a dichotomy of this song to us blowing the shit out of other people. Try it, seriously. It's
I Doom is great.
Doom is great. Doom guy.
Five weeks since we started talking about Doom, and we're still talking about Doom.
Because when I finish Slightly Witcher, I'm going to get on to playing the single player and streaming that for the Sunday service. Because, yeah, I've heard you guys talking about it. I've seen your Doom episode. I've seen you playing it. I've heard other people saying how great this game is, and it's like, yeah, I want to join in now. I want to do this. I want to stream it, because people are saying you'd probably be really good at it. So, all right, then. It's on when I finish either The Witcher or Dark Souls 3 on the stream. It's going on there, and then Just Cause 3 is going to be the other one.
So never, because I know it, yeah. And you'll never finish
Doom guy.
Doom guy, you will soon know the glory of the Doom guy.
Which, by the way, that's my goal. My goal is cosplaying Doom guy. I haven't hit the gym.
Doom guy.
That's your Doom guy. You guns coming out.
Size yeah? Barrels. And I just need to like be able to rip doors off hinges. Just like, excuse me, I'm sorry about that. I'm just gonna put this over here.
Let me get that door for you, miss. Sorry about that. I'm the Doom guy.
Which, by the way, if you saw me before this episode, you'd know that those pieces of attached to shoulders weren't good before.
Not so Doom guy.
There's no reference that I had when I did that. I realized this after I did that. I was just like,
I'm talking about stuff that people don't go see earlier episodes. You'll see it. Probably. Maybe. The food eating part of it. You know, see his arm.
I think last time I was on, I was like aching from back day.
Back day?
Yeah.
Back day is not as bad as leg day. Leg day is worst day.
Leg day is actually fine for me, mostly because I work in an office that I don't actually have to go anywhere. So,
fair. Yeah, because
I can just kind of like fall down the stairs until I reach my office,
and just roll into your chair, crawl up into it, just sit there, and go right. I'm going to sit here for 5 hours. You're gonna pay me, fuckers. So, but yeah, also I've played more Rainbow Six. How long is it playing it? you should play it more. It's really good. It's, you know, if you get a good team going, you could have some classic moments.
Really, you don't have anyone to play with, and they're not a good team.
See, that's what you need on PS4, because then you can join us on like a weekend, because, you know, we play it on there, we have an absolute shit ton of fun with it. It's, you know, team killing. Team killing has stopped. It's great. We actually now see each other properly.
I mean, that'll change once you bring me in. So
yeah. Well, you know, I'd still occasionally do
it. Don't get ahead of yourself, because that'll mean you're probably ahead of me, and I will probably shoot you.
It's a legitimate strategy. If your teammate is low on health, you can shoot them to revive them.
You give them a toe job. You knock him, you get him down, and you revive
As long
them.
As you don't give him a toe job with a deagle. Deagle toe jobs, bad toe jobs.
Or me with a shotgun. It's like, oh, better change my gun, really. Pistol. Yeah, I've been playing more The Witcher 3. I actually did more The Witcher 3 today because I wanted to get through the Blood and Wine DLC. So I thought, rather than save myself like 2 episodes of the Sunday service, I'll play a shit ton of it this afternoon. And yeah, there was a side quest, monster contract, that's of a flying cow that kills someone. And you go, okay, let's see what this is about. And you go where to where the body is, because they haven't touched it. And you see this guy lying on there, and there's a cow flattened. And it's like, okay, let's do the CIS bit where you put the glasses on. And you start going, okay, this guy enjoyed walks on the beach. He liked the sea air a lot, so he wanted to go fishing. And so you use the witcher stuff, and then you start seeing, okay, there's bits on the cow, and it's you work it out why the cow is there, because, you know, this is not a twister where you're going to go, we got cows. It's not something of a little bit more common sense. Cow-nado.
Again.
played more of the actual main story as well. So again, it's not as cut and dry as, oh, it's a vampire. Oh, we've got to hunt it down. Oh, we've got to kill it. Boom, there's your DLC. There's a lot more to this than it. And if you actually get to do this part, it's really good. Because, again, with The Witcher, with the whole choices, you don't have to be a complete dick if you don't want to. Or you don't have to be a goody two-shoes or always helping someone. Because trying to get information out of it, this kid who's a shoe shiner, he wanted me to give him 500 gold pieces. It's like, fuck off. I went back down to about 300. I went, you're going to get that much and say nothing else about it. And he went, no. His annoyance level started rising. It's like, oh, you're going to be a dick now, aren't we? We're going to be a great dick. And also, I've got a new favourite word for the moment. Bungdiddler.
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 Bungdiddling. It's great. In our context, right. It's brilliant. You know, we can go wandering into other people's chats and go, all right, bungdiddler. They won't know anything.
Like our friend earlier today.
Yes. Exactly. Him.
They
him
didn't Mr. know anything.
Mr. West Ham fan. Which, as Punisher pointed out, you know, they're called the Hammers. And he got hammered. Band-styly, you know. So, I started the Stick of Truth this week for Late Night Lard.
I started playing that as well on my own time.
I asked the chat which class they wanted me to go. Mm-hmm. I'll let you guess which one they went. Nope. Not free. Yeah, they told me to go Jew.
I forgot that was a thing because I was like, Dave.
Because you know, whenever you give a chat the option for do this, they're going to fucking troll you and do it for the silliest one. And I almost went mage because, you know, I was straight in with mage. It's like, then 3 people just showed up. Sudi Spa, Desktop Cinema, you know, one of them's like, Jew. It's like, okay, 3-1, we're going with Jew. So I look like a fucking South Park Jew now. With the Sock of David flying around, because I forget the timing of the move. So I'm just spinning it around and just go, missing it, and just smacks me in the face. I'm like, oh, shit. I forgot I had to press it then.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty decent at the timing. I just forget which button to press with, like, other people. Like, I know all of my stuff. I have no idea what anyone else's stuff is.
You don't need party members for that game.
All you need is Jimmy. You need Jimmy as a companion. Because the brown noise is the special power that you need. And that's it.
Fabulous audience. I'm just, you're great. I'm happy to be here.
So
you're a bundle of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got to I've unlocked the city walk stuff. Because I've got to go face the Mongolians.
Yeah, I took care of those like right away. Like almost immediately.
Yeah.
I only have butters.
Yes, that actually no, I have Kenny as well now, so because I'm up to where the school is, because you have to go in and get Tweak out of detention because he's been flipping off the teachers. It's like, are you been flipping me off? No. But you did it again. No, I didn't.
And this is Princess Kenny. Don't ask us why he's a princess, just wouldn't be, let's just go with it.
And just remember one thing, the one big piece of advice I will say to you from this, never ever fart on another man's balls. Just don't do it.
By the way, I like the way my hair, I'm playing with it because I'm just like, I touch face when other people are talking.
You're voting,
and now I'm just like, this works. This kind of works, like the blonde. I'm sorry, I'm easily distracted. I'm horribly easily distracted.
It's rocking the look, aren't you? So I mentioned Rocket League earlier on with Miss Willow and Miss Steven on PC. I can see what Mr. Steven says. The PC version feels different to the console one. I think it's a bit slower. I don't know whether it's the game.
Truth with all games, PC and Xbox will always feel different between them.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was that one thing. I thought it was a notable difference, but it's something that I'm going to have to get used to because, again, different controller. I use the DualShock 4 rather than the normal Xbox one. So that feels different as well. It doesn't feel quite as supple, I guess you could say, the actual sticks are. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I do enjoy some nice, supple sticks.
Yes.
Exactly. My Zen Pinball 2 Tuesday pinball this week was the Star Wars Rebels table. I smashed my last previous personal best on it. I'm now up to 302 million the score. So, you know, it's quite enjoyable. But it's a double-edged sword, really, for the Extra Life marathon, because I've made it a bit harder for myself. Which hopefully this weekend I will be setting up in association with a Band of Gamers podcast, because I'll be playing for the hospital that they're doing. And I've said point blank, $500, I will wear the Craig David mask for an hour. $1,000, I will wear it for 2 hours. And if we hit $1,500, I will wear it for the rest of the stream. Now that mask is fucking hot. I lasted 45 minutes at an MCM with this thing on. So before that, fuck it, I'll take this shit off. So yeah, for 24 hours, if we hit $1,500. Okay, so there's a challenge for you lot, because I'm going to... November 5th. November 5th. November 5th. Yeah.
Okay, that's a weekend,
Saturday.
Right?
Yeah, Saturday. Because I'm looking at probably doing it about 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. again, as I did last year. Which, you know, means I can actually get a few hours sleep on the Sunday.
Depending on things, on developments, I may be open to join you guys. And if you guys raise $5,000, I will wear a plague doctor mask the entire stream.
Nice. Nice. Ooh, I think that's it of all I've been playing. Yeah, I went through it. Bloody hell. Nice. But yeah, so Extra Life, November 5th, or as Punisher Elite says, fireworks night over here. You know, bonfire night, Guy Fawkes night. Gives people an excuse to just set off fireworks, you know, burn shit. Because, you know, back in there, when someone tried to blow up Parliament, and then we celebrate him by him being killed by being burned on a bonfire. As you do.
Like, Dr. Mask was the only thing I could possibly get that's, you know, related to that. I have a Guy Fawkes mask, and it's burning related.
So there you go, there's the tenuous link. So that's it in terms of what we've been playing. We did have a question from Punisher, which was, what games are we looking forward to or hoping to see at EGX this year? I'm trying to remember that. Is it called Day's End, that biker zombie apocalypse game?
Yes.
It is, Day's End. Because I'm hoping to see that there. I'm trying to think what else. A bit more Resident Evil 7, maybe? Because today they started setting up appointments so you could actually go play more Sony VR. Which, considering we haven't seen any other game announced at all for EGX yet, and it's what, we're 9 weeks away from it. Usually we've seen about 3 or 4 big games sitting in on their website saying, this is what we're going to be playing, this is what we're showing. Nothing yet. Nothing.
This is coming, this is going to be after the Final Fantasy release, right?
It's going to be the weekend before the Final Fantasy release.
I bet you there's going to be some Final Fantasy.
Probably.
Sounds like it.
I was just going to say, Final Fantasy, kind of a thing.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty will be there. Battlefield 1 will probably be there.
Yep.
Let's look at the big games. Maybe something to do with Watch Dogs 2 will probably be there as well.
Which I'm excited for. That looks fun.
Yeah, Punisher, they're going to have to now because it's almost out of time for July. But they usually start advertising them and start announcing them in July, if not June.
I think Pokemon Go will be there.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be Pokemon all over the fucking place with that. How many stops and gyms are going to show up there?
Dude, the gym battle is going to be something fierce. You know what it's like right now in San Diego right now? You know how many gyms and Pokestops are going nuts with people out there? You have the highest...
Oh, I can guess.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal. You can just only imagine.
Yeah.
I'm just going to see if there's anything around me right now. There usually isn't. I'm in the middle of... Okay, nowhere with nothing.
I get crabbies. I get lots of crabbies.
Wow, we get the crabs in. Jeez, Uncle Bad Touch, he hates all our beards. Oh well, yeah.
Don't
excuse me.
Don't
excuse me. You don't hate my beard. You merely love it sadistically.
It's the ironicness, isn't it?
Yes, I do. I have lots of them. They're sitting on my iPhone right now.
This is great. We wait for ages for one troll and 3 turn up in the same show. Brilliant, isn't it?
I know, it's great. It's like somebody decided to try and raid, but like nobody cared.
Because you know what's going to happen next, don't you?
Everything I do in my life. I'm just going to, fuck it.
The rest of the group said no. I'm here now awkwardly.
He's got one more line. He's got one more line. Come on. Bring us a big insult. Come on. Here we go. Come on.
Give us the best you get.
Oh. That's. Good self-awareness, sir. Good self-awareness. Yes.
He's going to be aware of this in a second.
A good time,
there we go. Now you're aware. You're aware of that. Right, anyway. So, yeah, so Punisher, what would you want to see at EGX? Because you're going to say Gran Turismo Sport. No, that's... But again, non-racers, so can't say too much. And the AI looks a bit samey as the other Gran Turismo, so yeah. We'll have to wait and see about that. But that's pretty much it, really, for the show, unless anybody's got any shout-outs. No shout-outs at all? Apart from
no.
Oh, your stuff. Yes, your stuff.
Chris.
So,
yes.
I've announced before that I was working on the game development project. Well, I'm working on a second and a third as well. I'm not going to go too much detail into the third. The second one, you could expect adorable dogs in suits.
Adorable dogs in suits?
Yes. As I am working on Corgperation, a business management game featuring corgis.
Well, you're right. Uncle Bad Touch was right. We're asking. You do have crabs.
It's true.
Crabbies. Yeah. But they're on my phone. So tell me about I'm intrigued now.
Yeah.
Because
Corgi-ferations.
corgis are just
So,
amazing in general. So.
hold on. Stall for me. I'll be back.
Right, okay, well, we're stalling for the announcements, and we can actually tell people where they can find us. You can find us on Twitter at Lard Tea Maker. You can find James, Spike SP2579. You can find me on PSN, Xbox Live. You can also find me on Steam as Lard Tea Maker or PSN _ Lard Tea Maker. And you can find us on YouTube at the Game Won't Play Itself. Hit that sub button. Watch our videos because they're all going up there. There's plenty of them. You can also find me on Twitch as Lard Tea Maker, which does the Sunday service. She did Tuesday Pinball and Late Night Lard. And you can actually check me out as part of Battle Castle UK. But James, you're up, matey.
Yeah, I'm actually Spike 2579. Is that a Doge? Is that a Doge?
Slipping.
Yeah.
This is Penny. This is also my third camera today. Good boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have corgis. And the internet now just exploded because we have a cute dog on our stream.
Oh, and because I said I did the impression for Willow, he's like, "Oh, we have a dog. A cat dog." There you go.
So, Corporation is a game where you start off as a small corgi trying to make it in a big, tough world. And you're just trying to make your little business grow and try to get as big of a business as you can. Corporation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And or you may start as a corporate drone and you got to work your way up through management. You are a corgi in a corgi-run company. And it's just corgis in suits.
I don't know how this can be bad. This can only be good.
I'm probably going with the second one where it's that.
So, James.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
I don't know what. There's a corgi on screen. I kind of lost it. Cute dog video must watch. They can find me on Twitter at Spike2579. There's no SP in that one, weirdly. They can find me here whenever I like to stream. It will be right where you are right now, so you should follow to see when I actually stream. We are also on the Facebook at TGWPIS, or The Game Won't Play Itself. And yes, that's basically where you can find me all the time.
You don't care if you're looking at stuff. You're looking at the air conditioning. You're slowly falling off the chair.
And Chris, where can they find you?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me at Hurgleman on the Twitter, at youtube.com/TheHurgleman, or at twitch.tv/Hurgleman.
Cool beans, and think
sometimes
that's...
you may even see Pan Pan!
Oh, and on that note, on the cute doggy note, we're going to say goodbye because that's it for another week. And wow, we must have made it, man, because we had three trolls.
We have three trolls and a dog on stream. What more could you want? We have the internet in a nutshell.
And there's the episode title, mate, to send to Ben.
There you go.
Three trolls and a dog.
Three trolls and a dog.
Three trolls and a dog.
It's episode 6 for you. But yeah, so that's it. We will see you all next week. It's pretty much it.
Yep.
Bye.